Welcome to another edition of Conversations with Creative Women. I'm Sandy Klein. In her more than 25-year business career, Marla Isaacson's been there, done that. Let's work backwards. She was the chief marketing officer at Barnes & Noble during the company's successful expansion of Reader's Advantage, the industry's largest consumer loyalty program. Marla also oversaw the development and execution of key retail promotions and sponsorships. Her resume includes Senior VP for WebMD, the healthcare industry's leading consumer website, overseeing its advertising, media, marketing, promotion. Marla also spent 12 years at American Express, working on numerous high-profile programs aimed at expanding the company's consumer credit card portfolio, including membership rewards, the largest and most diverse travel and retail rewards program. Always passionate about supporting women's initiatives, Marla is the founder of LikeABossGirls.com, a website that provides young women with the tools, information, and inspiration needed to define, explore, and achieve their goals, finding or creating their dream job, becoming entrepreneurs, leaders, social activists. Marla is also the treasurer and a board member of The New Agenda, an organization dedicated to improving the lives of women and girls by bringing change in the media, workplace, school, and home. So, Marla, welcome and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Sandy, for inviting me.
I got to go with the obvious. First things first.
Right.
Like a Boss Girls? How did you come up with that name?
We really thought about who is our customer? What is she like? What does she stand for? And when we thought about that, we were also thinking about the term like a boss, which is a pretty common term now. And it just really felt right. It felt like it was a very empowering phrase and really connected well with my audience. So that's how we came up with like a boss. And we added the word girls because to me that was a little more informal and enabled us to engage a little bit more directly.
What's the genesis of likeabossgirls.com? And that's basically the first time you ever started your own company,
that
right?
That is correct.
So take us through that.
At the end of my corporate career, I decided that I really wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to start something. So based on my experience, my marketing background, what do you do first? You think about consumer needs. And it was staring me right in the face, my daughter and her friends. So they'd be around my kitchen table. I'd hear them talking about their future. And
when was this?
Probably around like 2009, 2010.
And how old were they then?
They were teenagers.
Okay.
They were in early part of high school. It was amazing. They were also talking about like, well, I don't know, should I take this particular class in high school? It's, you know, it would help me get into the right college. So they were talking about high school, getting into the right college, and then getting into the right college, and then leveraging their college experience to get the right job.
Wow, that's great.
They were very career focused. But what I also heard was a lot of confusion and a lot of insecurity. I don't know, can I do it? What should I be doing? I feel worried. I don't know if I'm able to do it. So I heard a lot of that insecurity. And I looked around. I took that concept, you know, did a lot of research on my own and realized at that point that there was a sweet spot, that there was an opportunity for me to do something to help young women figure it out. And I actually started the business, and it used to be called Heart of Gold. And this business was geared towards teenagers. And as we started to work on Heart of Gold, I think it was about 3 years ago, I realized, you know what, I don't know if I can serve young teens the way I would like to. And really started to think about, well, the best way that I could serve young women would be to work with women in their 20s. And so that's how we evolved to Like a Boss Girls. And that's really our sweet spot. That's our segment. Young women
that's
in their 20s.
That's your demographic. 20,
exactly. Trying to figure it out. And that's what we're about.
So what made you think you could pull this off?
For example, at American Express, I managed a business. I was an entrepreneur. So I had to manage.
You were inside, you mean.
Exactly, inside. But I was responsible soup to nuts in terms of the P&L, the marketing strategy, et cetera. So that gave me a taste of what it's like to manage your own business. And then I took a leap of faith, which is kind of believing in myself and believing that I probably could figure it out. Mm-hmm. That it would take a lot of work. It's mm-hmm. not been easy, a lot of ups and downs, but it's a belief in my abilities combined with really a passion, which is
a calling.
It's my calling. That's why I was put on earth, in addition to being mom mm-hmm. and wife, to create a platform for young women to help them figure out their life. And I feel really strongly about this. And I felt very strongly about this for a very long time.
Well, who helped you growing up and giving you the encouragement and support and the tools?
Well, my parents were very supportive, but a lot of it had to do with some of the experiences that I had working for these large corporations. So I learned a lot on the job. Did I have mentors? I had some mentors, more so in terms of how to be successful in my corporate life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a fly. I just decided, you know, let me go with it. Let me go with some of my self-confidence, some of the experiences and knowledge that I gained as a corporate person. Let me try this out. And I was fortunate that I was able to do so. And that's how it started.
Right. I'm not looking to trap you in that sense, but I would have to assume that back in the day when it was time for, you know, a corporate board meeting, how many Marlas were in the room?
Look, things were very different when I first started.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to get an MBA?
To me, it's always about being the best person I can be. And I really felt that I needed the additional training and education so that when I approached my corporate jobs, that I would do it with more technical expertise.
And that's why you wanted to be a businesswoman.
I wanted to be a businesswoman. This was very important to me.
That was your goal.
I wanted to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. That's very important to me as well. Mm-hmm. I wanted to create a life where I was self-sufficient, that I was doing something meaningful, and that something that I was proud of doing. Back then, when I first started, I was thinking about it this morning. We walked around in suits with bow ties. You know, a huge thing that happened was when a woman came to work and she was wearing a pantsuit. Shocking.
What year are we talking about?
The late 70s.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. things were still changing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about that and I think of where we are right now, it's astonishing to me. Were a lot of women in the workforce? Yes, they were, but they were struggling and not always knowing the right path to take to get to the next level, to make those big decisions, those big jumps in corporate America. So what did I do? I worked really hard. I worked really, really hard. I asked a lot of questions. I was not afraid to ask. I tapped into the executives around me, the people I worked with. I know I don't know all the answers, so I think that's a very important piece of sort of how I got to where I am is always questioning why. How do you do that? How can I do this better?
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped me.
I think, yes, we've made many strides in certain fields, but there's
right.
still that glass ceiling nonsense.
You know, it's very interesting. About a month ago, we got some young women together and did an informal focus group to ask them what was on their mind. What are they worried about? What are their concerns? And what was so appalling and upsetting to me, you know, there's a lot of sexism still, knowing that they were being paid less than their male counterparts. And to me, this was just so appalling. So, yes, we've made strides, but that glass ceiling is still really thick, and there's a lot more that we need to do. And I think that's another opportunity for young women to actually, if they want real control over their careers, to start thinking about things from an entrepreneurial perspective. Being in charge of themselves, being in charge of their careers, start a business.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Marla Isaacson, who has founded the organization likeabossgirls.com. So you have this idea that you want. And again, is the we more than just you?
Yes, it is more than me. So what I did then and what I do now is I pulled together a collection of freelancers, really smart people, essentially complementing my technical capabilities. And that's the we. So I have young people who are experts in social media, experts in, my webmaster, people with expertise in strategy, because again, based on my experience in corporate America, you don't know everything. So I look to get myself a great team of people who really could help me get to where I need to be. So that's the way. And again, my experience in corporate America, I always think in terms of teams. You're never gonna do it on your own. So to me, number one success factor for anyone is create a great team. You're only as good as the people who work for you and work with you. And that's been my mantra all along.
So at that point, too, in your career, you had kind of been there, done that, like you were starting to say.
Mm-hmm.
And not that there were no more challenges for you in the corporate and business
That's
world,
correct.
But you knew for you it was time to move on into something else.
I had this yearning. I had this feeling that...
Which you just couldn't stomp out.
I couldn't stomp it out. I didn't know what it was going to look like initially, mm-hmm. so I had to have some faith in myself and, mm-hmm. and the process of thinking things through. But it was time. I had some great jobs in corporate America. I would do it all over again. I am who I am now
because
based on that experience,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very grateful. And I'm very proud of what I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But the timing was right. The timing was right for me to say, I'm going to take a leap of faith, and I'm going to try to make something happen for myself, something that I can be proud of and something that my family could be proud of.
Take us through Like a Boss Girls.
We always start with the customer. And who's our ultimate boss girl? Our boss girl is a young woman who is very confident, believes in her abilities, is a woman who really has a good sense of her own personal brand and her personal style, is a young woman who really wants to play her A game. So she's going to push herself to work really hard and be as innovative and creative as possible. And fourth, a boss girl is also someone who really believes in giving back, in connecting with other people to make a difference. That's how I started when we evolved to Like a Boss Girl. I had that woman in mind.
In spite of the fact that, which is interesting, was listening to the conversation among your teenage daughter and her friends, because the contrast is really interesting that they were not feeling all of that stuff.
Right.
You know, and granted, they're younger. So that's kind of an interesting, you didn't start there.
No, I always start with the customer, which is who's my ideal customer.
So it wasn't your daughter.
It was, and it wasn't. So I started with who I thought was the prototypical customer. But then I also thought about what are their needs? What are they experiencing now? So I just discussed my ideal or the ideal for this young woman. But we know that young women are confused. They feel lost. They feel overwhelmed. They need some help. They are looking for guidance. I saw a study that 3 out of 4 young women really are looking for a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt that let me take how these women are feeling and let me try to develop Like a Boss Girl so that we can provide them with guidance. We can help them navigate through this very unsettled time in their lives to help them generate the answers that they want for their careers.
So take me through your first meeting, me or someone like me.
LikeABossGirls.com is a website. So
mm-hmm.
we have a platform. I call it the mothership. We're also on various social media platforms. We are on Facebook. We have over 1 million Facebook fans. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're doing a lot more with video now, quite frankly, Facebook video, which is really popular. So that's how you find me. That's
mm-hmm.
where we are. And what we do is we create a lot of initiatives to do outreach. So, for example, social media is a great way to capture leads and generate traffic. But we also work with partners, young women who have cohort sites, and we try to figure out ways to work with them so that we're both developing our membership base.
Are you holding my hand and taking me step by step?
We have different kinds of information. We marry the inspirational because we all need to be inspired with
right.
the practical.
Okay.
So what is that practical?
Right.
We do have some very specific deep dive how-to content. How to write a business plan, how to use LinkedIn, you know, when you're looking for a job, how to conduct a really good interview. So a lot of very practical how-to stuff. So we marry both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a constant evolution of thinking about what kind of content do young women want?
Mm-hmm.
What are they interested in hearing about? But to me, I'm not Oprah. So for just to create a site that's pure inspirational was not what I wanted to do.
Gotcha.
We have to marry the inspiration with the practical.
You got to put your money where your mouth is,
kind of. Exactly.
Kinda.
And that's what, again, based on having conversations with lots of young women, mm-hmm. they want to know the real deal. They want to know how to get it done. They want to know, what do I need to do to achieve what I need to achieve? And like a Boss Girls, can you help me do that? And we do. I just got a text yesterday from a young woman we had talked to, and based on the conversation we had with her, she was inspired to get off her butt, and she wants to create a nonprofit to get some grants going. So that, to me, is what really makes me excited when I hear things like that. We want to spur activity. We want to help young women figure out, what do I want to do? What's my passion? You know, where do I want to be 5 years from now? And then we provide the specific tools and resources to help them get to where they want to be.
So it's not necessarily that someone has an idea for starting Dress Like Success or
Correct.
The runway. It could be very kind of, I don't know what it is I want to do, but I'm not really
Exactly.
sure how to do it.
And we supply information for both types of young women.
Mm-hmm.
Women who like are really clear about what they want to do and mm-hmm. they just need some technical information in
gotcha.
Terms of how to get cranking. And other young women who have a yearning like I did, mm-hmm. which is, you know, there's something more, but I don't know what that is. And I don't know how to get there, but I know I can get there. And that's the kind of inspiration and guidance that we provide young women as well, which is we help them figure out, well, what are you good at? What are your passions? Are you working on any side projects? As you know, we're in what's called the gig society. So young people have jobs, but they also have these other gigs that they're working on, you know, and that could be writing copy, being artists, doing web design. Well, are any of those a real passion of yours? How do we take that? And how do you take that and spin it off into something that really could, you know, would be very sustainable?
Share some of your success stories.
There is a young woman who really felt she was in this place of confusion, and she really felt that she had something to offer. And what did she have to offer? She's a brilliant artist. And she couldn't figure out, well, how do I take this art and how do I
monetize it?
Exactly. And coming to our website, she was able to get some information, tools, resources in terms of, well, art is one thing. Well, what can I do with art? I can, you know, do digital art. I can, you know, create. All I know is that from owning a business, mm-hmm. it's really hard to find good people who know how to do, you know, art for marketing. So we encouraged her to take that art ability and spin it out into something where she could make some money, and she's doing extremely well.
How long do relationships last?
Well, it's interesting. We have, because I've done some analysis, we have young women who range in age from 18 to 35. So they come in.
Well, that's
in,
a general demographic, 18 to 34. I know that from the radio business.
Right. So it's. But it's interesting. It's more of a psychographic perspective, which is they dip in and out when they need the encouragement, when they need the specifics. And in fact, that's one of the things that we're going to be developing are a lot of other programs and initiatives to encourage young women to come back more often. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Repeat offenders.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When somebody joins the website, the relationship with Marianne could be fleeting, it could be a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And is it all typing it, or do you speak to people, or can somebody do something with you and your staff face to face?
These are very good questions.
I know it.
Absolutely, Sandy. So a couple of things. First of all, right now, we don't have a membership model. All of our content is free. We will create a membership program.
So how do you make money?
We make money through advertising
on your website
and sponsorships.
Okay.
And that's a big deal for us.
Mm-hmm. And are you making money?
Yes, we are. Can always make more, but mm-hmm. we are making money. Mm-hmm. I think there's an opportunity to take a membership model so that we can provide young women with even more information and resources so that we can spend more time with them. If they want to connect with us online, we will connect with them. I think what we're getting to, the real issue here and what we know is a tremendous need is community. Young women want to find their tribe, and they want to engage with people with very similar interests. And I believe that Like a Boss Girls has the platform and the ability to help young women. And we plan to really expand our community.
I could meet Sue after signing on to you, and then you might say, well, you know, Sue could be a really good match for you.
Exactly. There'll be an online community where young women can talk about issues that are relevant to them. We're also testing some offline experiences. So we're going to be doing workshops, live workshops, and we'll be able to engage with young women there.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It almost seems like that's a natural progression.
Yes. So, for example, in a month or two, we are going to be doing a workshop on personal branding, which is a really big hot topic. And we're doing that with one of our advertisers, Juara, which is a natural skincare line. And we think that it will be very successful. We're getting a lot of very good feedback about that. We're also going to look at creating other types of events where we can engage with young women, perhaps by I always like to make these things really tangible. We will give them information and resources. But doing it live will enable us to engage with them.
You could have a luncheon and invite female heavyweights, you know, whether it's in nonprofits or in business, whatever, education.
Right. And we also, I'm very intrigued with the concept of these meetups and these dinner parties. I know you had a guest recently that talked for Dining for Women.
Yes, I love
that model.
Yes.
That's a very interesting model and someone I'm going to approach to talk about working with them. Again, what we've heard loud and clear for young women is they are hungry for personal live engagement.
That doesn't exist. I mean, you know what ran through my mind as you were talking about this? Are you reinventing the wheel? Or are you just inventing the wheel?
We are listening to our customer, and we are inventing it as we go along.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Marla Isaacson, who has founded the organization LikeABossGirls.com. Do you not scratch your head at some point and say, this doesn't exist? That's the part that so surprises me on some level. It's 2016 already. This is my mantra. I say this every show. I can't believe it's 2016.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, I think there are a couple of things going on. First of all, social media. A lot of people spend a lot of time on social media. And that's great, but that's not necessarily personal direct engagement. So that's one issue.
So you're still feeling disenfranchised?
Disenfranchised, disengaged, and not necessarily feeling the personal connection. That's why what's very popular now are these webinars, these online conversations.
Sure.
And you're seeing a lot more of that because there's just so far you can take it with, you know, online typing. And
that's the direction you're going to head.
That's definitely a direction we're going to head in. I think that's really important. The other thing that we find is that young people, they are, you know, where they went to college, they may be starting their first job in a location that's not anywhere near where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in a new city. They're lonely. They're feeling a little disengaged. Not unlike maybe what we experience, but they're approaching it a little differently. So they're looking at both online avenues, but also are looking for offline ways to engage with people. And it's always about what are you interested in? So, and that's some of the stuff we talk about online, which is you're in a new city. What do you like to do? What are your passions? You know, here are ways that you could find people who share those interests. Go forth.
Maybe you provide also a safety for women who just feel sort of alone in all of this and don't know that there is some kind of safety in numbers.
Well, what we do here is we got a lot of feedback and comments, and there are a lot of lonely people out there, a lot of women who are insecure and overwhelmed, as I said earlier. And we hear that. We hear a lot of that. So we really need to be conscious of doing a lot of inspiration, a lot of you go girl, marrying it with
support system.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was very surprised, but I read all our Facebook comments and I'm realizing, wow, so there's definitely a need for support, engagement. I can't answer why they don't feel they're getting it in their lives now, but we can try to fill that gap.
Are you surprised that you have a million plus Facebook followers?
We're thrilled. I'm gratified because
it only validates you.
It validates it. It's a data point that helps me feel, you know what, I'm on the right path.
I was just going to say that.
I mean, we may not have all the answers now. We constantly evolve. I have a meeting later on with my team. We're going to be talking about strategies and ways. We're going to change the website and do a lot more of offline events. You know, that's what we do. We have to evolve like that.
So what do you see for like a Boss Girls when it comes to tomorrow?
So a lot more focus on community, more of a focus on tying all of our social media platforms together so that we're communicating with people in a very consistent, coherent way. Opportunities to work more with partners who are interested in working with millennial women. I think there are opportunities to co-brand, co-sponsor events, programs, initiatives. We're going to look for that. We will do, as we've discussed a minute ago, a lot more offline events.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do, and this is a personal commitment, is continue to talk to young women on an ongoing basis. We're kicking off an advisory program. I want to hear from our audience all the time, one-on-one or even by a group. What do you want? What do you need? How can we do this differently? What are we not providing you? What are we providing you so that we can always be better?
We're running out of time, but what I wanted to know is the tie that binds these women, is it disconnection? Is it also a majority have these ideas and want to be entrepreneurs? What do you see as the common threads besides, quote, alienation?
I think if you look at it from a positive perspective, they feel they can do more. They can do more with their lives. They don't know what that is.
More so than just business. I mean, just in all around general terms.
All around in general. They can live their lives differently. They can live their lives
productively.
Productively, achieve some of the things that they want to achieve. Not unlike what we want to achieve. They want, you know, a great career. They do talk about having a family.
Combining both.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you combine
mm-hmm.
both?
Mm-hmm.
I think what we really try to do is help young women who really have that hunger, that real passion. I can do more. I can accomplish more. I don't know what that is necessarily yet, but I'm really confident that I can figure it out. And by the way, thank you, Like a Boss Girls, for providing some of this
gotcha.
Information
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
encouragement.
And set me on the road.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, why we exist.
Well, that sort of sums it up in a very nice nutshell. Well, Marla, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I appreciate it.
Oh, listen, and more power to Like a Boss Girls and Like a Boss Women.
Thank you.
Continued success, and you'll come back and let us know how things are going.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it.
Terrific. Join us for another edition of Conversations with Creative Women, and please go to our iTunes store page and leave a rating and a review. And if you know anyone you think that we should interview, contact us at sandyclineshow.com.